Thank you for tuning in. We are about to air a replay of Sunday, November 14th Sunday service with worship music from the Children's Worship Team and a message from Pastor Ripley.
Good morning. Welcome to the service this morning, all those listening by radio. Glad that you've come. Glad that you're listening. How's everybody doing? Some clapping would be maybe, yeah. Because then I know you're doing well. How was your week? Your week? Yeah? It's good to be in the house of the Lord today together. Keep going. I was looking at Hebrews chapter 1, and I'd like to read it to you. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. So this, of course, is the letter to the Hebrews, to the Jewish church, to the Hebrew church. And obviously there were Gentiles among them. And talking about their ancestors. So the prophets spoke words of judgment sometimes, exhortation, encouragement. But at the same time, they were pointing to someone. They were pointing to the coming of the Messiah. And here, the writer continues and says, but these last days he's spoken to us by his Son. So my question is, are you listening? Are you listening to Jesus, the Messiah? Because he is talking. He is speaking. He's speaking about salvation. He's speaking about healing. He's speaking about reconciliation. He's speaking about freedom. He's talking about eternal life. Are you listening, church? Are you hearing him? Will you hear his voice today in the preaching? Whom he appointed, God the Father, heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. He is the creator. He is God. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And he provided purification for sins, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. So he became as much superior than the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to them. So this morning, we want to fix our eyes on Jesus. We want to open our ears and listen to what he's saying. Because by his very nature, he is speaking. Amen. He is representing the Father. He is the radiance of the Father, the scripture says. Turn your eyes upon him and you will hear the voice of God today. Amen. He has a message for you. Hallelujah. He has a message for me. Are we listening? So many times in the scriptures, the writers ask the question, are you listening? Open your ears. Open your hearts. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Jesus. And we just recognize that he is speaking to us today. Through his radiance, through his glory, through what he's done for us, through his act of sacrificial love in obedience to your word, in obedience to your will. What a God we serve. We come before you, we bow our hearts, and we worship you today. Speak to us, we pray, Lord. We are listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. Let's stand up and worship the Lord.
There's revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's give them another warm thank you this morning. Amen. It's the first time I've seen a 10-year-old play the piano and sing at the same time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, we are going to go to the book of Hebrews. We're going to let all the children make their way to Children's Church this morning. All the children can make their way to Children's Church. We've been preaching through the Bible. We began in 2 Corinthians, and we are now in the book of Hebrews. And Pastor Raff shared a little bit about the book of Hebrews this morning. I want to thank him for that, the little introduction. This morning I want to talk about overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation. You know, there are some messages that people will say, you know, that was just for me. Well, this message is for everyone. Because everyone gets tempted. Even unbelievers get tempted. And this morning, as Christians, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, He wants us to overcome temptation. He wants us to overcome temptation. Temptation keeps us from doing God's will. I'm a little bit loud this morning. Can you turn me down just a little bit? Temptation keeps us from doing God's will if we give in to it. Temptation keeps us from God's best for our lives if we give in to it. And I think this morning, as we go over this topic, the Lord is going to speak to you. He's going to speak directly to your heart. In the name of Jesus. Because every single person in this room this morning faces some level of temptation. Let me ask this morning, how many here have ever been tempted? Just checking. I'm just checking this morning. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We just pray this morning that the Holy Spirit would just speak directly to our hearts. Lord, I pray this morning that whatever would stand in the way, whatever would be a hindrance, would be removed today, that we would receive all that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning at verse number 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. Now, I'm not going to get into all the theology of this particular part of the verses that I'm reading this morning, but to say this, salvation has accomplished great things for the believer. Amen. More than we can comprehend this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. And death is not the end for the believer. In fact, it is just the beginning of eternal life with God Almighty. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. You know, we don't fear death as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. because we know we're entering in to that realm that God has prepared for those who love him.
Amen.
Verse 16, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. You say, well, that's got nothing to do with me. We have been grafted in. Hello? We have been grafted in. We enter into the blessings of Abraham. Are you hearing me this morning? Through Christ. We have entered into the blessings of Abraham through Christ. And now we have aid from God himself. Hallelujah. We're just not down here on earth and God is way up in heaven and he's saying, I just hope you do your best. No, he is with us every step of the way. Whatever we're facing this morning, he stands with us to strengthen us, to encourage us, to help us along the way. Praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Can you shout amen, somebody? He's with us. He's here to aid us. In everything. In all that we do. For this reason, he has been made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. And that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. In the Old Testament, all those sacrifices just covered over sin. But through Christ, sin is washed away. Praise God. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted. How many know Jesus was tempted? He was led by the Spirit into the desert, and there he was tempted by the devil. So if he was tempted, he can understand each one of us when we're tempted. When the enemy comes after us to get us to go down the wrong path. And friends, I don't want to scare you this morning, but the point of the matter is the devil is seeking whom he may devour. And that includes believers. He wants to destroy us. He wants to hinder our walk with God. He wants to stand in the way of the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given us, that they would not be released into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you to fulfill all that God has planned for you. And so he's going to try to tempt you away from those things. He's going to try to stand in your way. He's going to try to get you along a different route, a different path. Away from God's will. Away from God's purposes. And every day, he's trying his best to get you to fall into his traps. Are you hearing me this morning? To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Isn't that true? And we miss out on the fullness of his blessing when we fall away from his will and are tempted away from doing what God has called us to do. Temptation. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. God wants you to overcome temptation. God wants you to overcome temptation, no matter what it is. Do you know how many lives have been destroyed by drug overdose? You know, that's a problem in our province. And how the devil works. Oh, just, it's okay. Everybody's doing it. Just take this. It's going to make you feel so good. You're going to join in with others who are feeling so good. Just take it. Just take it. Come on. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. God doesn't want you not to have any fun. And how many lives have been destroyed? How many funerals have there been? You know, where I lived in the city of Toronto was gang infested. I lived among the gangs, hearing gunshots, people murdered steps away from our house. Gangs pilfering through the community. Innocent people shot and killed. And it's all the work of demonic spirits tempting these young people away from the truth of God's word. Many of them growing up in church. You say, oh, that can't be. Let me tell you, I used to work with one of the prison chaplains, and I would go in and preach to these young men that were there because of murder or rape or whatever violent crime. And I would go in, and there they were sitting before me. And most of them knew all the Bible stories. Are you hearing me this morning? One young man that was there that had murdered a cop was sitting there before me as I was preaching. He was able to quote the scripture before me. Are you hearing me this morning? That is how Satan tempts young lives away from the truth of God's word. Drive-by shootings at the end of my street. Young lives gunned down because of the work of demonic spirits. Telling them, you know, if you sell drugs, you're going to get rich faster than working a 9-to-5 job, making minimum wage. That is the work of Satan himself. Are you hearing me this morning? To destroy the lives of our young people, even across this province this morning. This is how serious temptation is. But God said, for those who commit their lives to Jesus Christ, He will help them. He will aid them. He will come to assist them. Go over to Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. The easy route is often not the God route. Are you hearing me? Oh, I can make more money doing this, but is it God's will? Oh, I've been offered a promotion, but I've got to work 7 days a week, 15 hours a day, but oh, the money will pour in, but is it God's will? I'm so tired, Pastor. I can barely crawl out of bed to pray. Then is it God's will? Verse 40, and this was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? You know, busyness is the work often of Satan. Over-busyness is often the work of demon spirits. You say, talk about it, Pastor. Okay. When you're so busy that you don't have time to pray and you don't have time to be in God's Word, something is amiss. Can somebody say amen or ouch? I heard a couple of ouches. Come on, let's be honest this morning. We're not here to play games. We're not here to go through a religious motions. I see this all the time in over 35 years of ministry. People are so zealous for the things of God, and then the devil gets them busy. Doing things that God has never called them to do. It comes from their own heart. Are you hearing me? Friends, the most important thing in life is your relationship with God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's the most important thing in your life, is to pray and to call out to God and to seek His face. My dad prayed. And he said to me, son, I would rather live in a house with the ceiling falling apart, but I felt the presence of God, than to be in a mansion that everybody's got to work hours a day and days on days to keep afloat and be void of the presence of God. I want to be where God is. Hallelujah. I want to be in His presence. I want to hunger for Him. I want to spend more time in His awesome presence. Come on, somebody. This is not the time. Can I tell you, give you a word from heaven? This is not the time to get more busy. You say, Pastor, is that from God? Yes, it is. Directly from the heart of God. This is not the time to get more busy. This is the time to get less busy and more time in His presence and more time in this book. Are you hearing me this morning? Because as you spend time with Him, He's going to strengthen your spirit. You say, well, it's not going to get done if I don't get busy. It's amazing what happens when you put God first and you seek His face and you call upon His name. Hallelujah. How He begins to make the crooked places straight. He begins to take the little time that you have and expand it. Hallelujah. What? It's only noon and we got this all done? How did that happen? God is in charge. Come on, somebody. God is doing a work. You say, Pastor, but I got things I got to do. I know things have to be done. But if what you're doing is constantly robbing you of time with God, you've got to rethink things. Are you hearing me? Look what Jesus says. Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. It's Jesus. Watch and stray. Watch and play. No. Watch, and it's not today. No. It says, watch and pray so that you will not fall, give in, submit to temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The word watch is important. That means a sentry, a guard, watching. You see, you can't just pray, you have to watch and pray. You've got to watch over your prayer life. You've got to watch to see, what is the enemy up to today? Where is that temptation? I am not going to give in today.
That's right.
You know that, I hate to tell you this, but Satan is studying you. He knows all your weaknesses. How many here have a weakness? Can I see your hand? Yeah. That's all of us. Did you know that Satan knows your weaknesses? He knows all your weaknesses. That's what he's going to play on. Some of us, you know, we worry a lot. We have anxiety. My mother was a little bit like that. I can talk about her. She's not here. Bit of a worry wart. Then I started worrying. Someone said, what are you worrying about? I don't know. I'm worrying that I'm worrying. How many know we all have weaknesses? Things that the enemy has studied and he knows. And he's going to come to tempt us oftentimes, 99.9%, he's going to tempt us in those areas of weakness. Do you know what your weaknesses are? If you don't, we'll tell you. Right? Because oftentimes we don't even know what they are, but other people do. Hello, are you with me this morning? We all have weaknesses, areas that we feel that, you know what, is not strong like it should be. And the enemy's going to come and tempt us in those areas. So we have to be watchful of that. So if you're a worrier, don't spend time with another worrier. Because you're both worried together. So we have to be watchful, folks. We have to be watchful over those areas of weakness in our lives. And we need to be praying that our spirit will be strengthened as we engage with God. So when the temptation comes, we're able to overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus was saying here. Watch and pray. So that you will not fall, give in to temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. One last verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. We're talking about temptation. We're talking about overcoming temptation. And one of the ways to overcome is to be watchful and be prayerful. Don't let the devil steal your relationship with God. Can I say it again? Don't let the enemy steal and destroy and hinder your walk with God. I'm all messed up, Pastor. Do you pray? No. Do you read your Bible? No. We're not talking about works here. We're not talking about religiosity. We're talking about a personal relationship with the Lord. If Jesus prayed, we need to pray. Amen. Can I say it again? If Jesus prayed, we need to pray. If Jesus prayed, we need to pray. No temptation. This is going to destroy the idea that you're special. That whatever's happening to you is just happening to you and you only. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. Whatever temptation you're facing this morning, someone else is facing it too. Whatever you're battling with this morning, it's not just you. There are others going through the same struggle. Sorry to tell you, you're not that unique. You know, I had these thoughts the other day. Can I tell you about them? I said, you know what? My life's almost over. I'm 60. Then I started to think, what have I accomplished? What have I done? Honestly, I'm telling you the truth. I don't know if you guys have had those thoughts. Maybe it's just me, but I started to have these thoughts a few days ago. I thought, well, you know, what have I done? You look back over your life and you think, what? I mean, I could have done so much more. I thought to myself, man, I might only have like 10 or 15 years left. I'm just being honest this morning. I don't know if anyone else has had these. Has anyone else had these thoughts, or is it just me? I said, I only got like 10 or 15 years left. I know some of you are thinking, I might only have 5. And I'm being honest this morning. I started to get down. It was like a roller coaster heading down, you know. And I started to think, you know, what is it? Like, what can I do now, Lord? Yeah, don't waste any time. I really started to get down. But then I went to the Lord in prayer. And the Lord began to minister to me. And that's what we need to do, folks. We need to go to God in prayer and ask the Lord to help us, to aid us, to come alongside of us, and to minister to us in the name of Jesus. I'm just being transparent this morning. You know, that's what we need to do with one another. Be transparent. Say, Lord, you know what, brother? This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm tackling. This is what I'm battling. And friends, when we become transparent with one another, that's when God is going to bring a mighty revival. Are you hearing me? When we begin to say, you know what, I'm going through it. Can you help me? Can you pray for me? Can you strengthen me? Can you walk with me through this? No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful.
Yes, He is.
Can I say that? God is faithful. Amen. And He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. How many know God's in control? You say, I can't take anymore, I can't take anymore. I can't eat. Well, if God is allowing you to continue in that, it's because he knows that you are able, through his power, to come through the other side victorious. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife was seducing Joseph. What did Joseph do? He ran away. He didn't stay there and say, well, you know, somehow God's going to help me in this. As he's being seduced. No, God provided a way. It was a literal way of escape. He ran away. Whatever you're facing this morning, God will not allow you to go beyond what you are able to bear, but with the temptation, he will make a way of escape that you would overcome in the name of Jesus. So you can endure it. You know the greatest revelation? As I close, you know what the greatest revelation is that you can receive this morning? Is to know when you're being tempted. To recognize that right now you are being tempted. Are you hearing me this morning? If you don't hear anything that I've preached this morning, I want you to receive this, a revelation from God himself in the name of Jesus to show you and to reveal to you and to unveil to you that even now in this situation, you are being tempted. Because you can't overcome something that you don't even know is happening. Are you hearing me this morning? You can't overcome something that you don't even know is happening. I pray this morning that when you leave this building today and you begin to engage in your life, that God himself is going to unveil to you and to reveal to you the times and seasons where Satan himself is tempting you, and you're going to know what to do. I want you this morning to make a fresh commitment to your prayer life. You say, Pastor, how long should I pray? That's between you and God. How many scriptures should I read? 10, 12 verses? That's between you and God. But I want you to make a fresh commitment to say, I'm not going to let anyone, anything, especially the devil himself, to steal my walk with God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to watch, because I don't want to give in and I don't want to lose out on God's best for me. Are you hearing me? All that God has for me, everything that God has planned for your life, hallelujah, all the blessings that he wants to pour out, oh, glory to God, upon you this morning is not giving in to temptation. Culprit number one. Whatever it is, you need to identify it through the work of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. so that you can move forward in your walk with God. Are you hearing me this morning? It's going to take some humility. It's going to take some humility this morning to admit that you've been giving in to temptation. You've been giving in to whatever the enemy has been tempting you with. But this day you have decided in the name of Jesus that by the blood of the Lamb you shall overcome. Glory be to God. Will you bow your heads this morning? If your prayer life is consistent with laying your head on the pillow at night and saying, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And then it's morning. God wants to break that mold in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to see your people so on fire for you. And I know many of them are. Lord, I want to see that fire grow in them in the name of Jesus. I want to see that passion within them grow like never before for more of you, oh God. That the most important thing in life is just to know you more and see your power unveiled even on a daily basis. How many here want to see more of Jesus? How many want more of Jesus? Come on. How many want to see the fire of God fall upon you in the name of Jesus? Oh, God. You know, there was a time in Pentecost, we'd call people to the altar just to pray. Just say, Lord, I'm laying it all at your feet. I just want you to do a fresh work in me. I believe that this is one of those days. Where we just need to commit ourselves afresh and anew. To all that you have for us. The fullness of all that you have for us this morning in the name of Jesus. That hunger, Lord, for you would just multiply within us. That desire for more of you would just multiply within us. In the name of Jesus. So when temptation comes, we recognize it for what it is. And we choose God every time. We choose the Lord every time. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to open up these altars this morning for us to come and just rededicate our lives to God. To say, Lord, I'm here and I am giving it all to you afresh and anew. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next Sunday at 10:30. We'd love to see you here.